haircut. I don't think so. Well, Joe says he'll only take that vacation if he doesn't land a part in a feature film next summer.
Well, we wish him well in whatever he wants there. More Crooked Chase coming up right after this short break.
Grace on the highly rated drama series, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. We're also delighted to have Jonelle with us today. And from Dr. Quinn is actor Frank Collison, who plays Horace, the town's telegraph operator. Here's a look at Frank in action with Dr. Quinn herself, actress Jane Seymour.
Dr. Mike, would you mind if I practiced on you?
Oh, all right, I suppose so. Just take your time.
Myra, I spent the last 30 years by myself, but I didn't mind it none, because I believed the right woman was out there. I may not be the richest man in town or handsomest, but if you marry me, I'll spend every moment making you happy.
Please welcome Jonelle Allen and Frank Collison. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Heck, I'll marry you. Boy. What a touching proposal. That was very beautiful.
Wasn't it? It was nice.
You two have the most fascinating bios. You're looking at a couple of people who are show business brats. Authentic and real. Born, bred, raised in the business with an extraordinary background. Just quickly give us we'll start with you. Just give us a thumbnail sketch of your background for those who don't know.
Well, I'm not going to go back too far because I want to, you know, people to think I'm still 12. But I've been on I did the soap Generations. I also did a series called Barringers. And I also did a series called Palmerstown, USA. And then, and here in Toronto, I brought a show I did on Broadway, which I was nominated for a Tony for, which was called Two Gentlemen of Verona. And
you've done it all. And started at age three.
Except I will not hold that snake.
Oh, yeah. This.
I mean, I'll do anything, but I will not.
There really isn't one loose in the studio.
I
was only kidding.
I am so impressed with you. I'm cool.
That's funny, because we've had snakes on the set. We actually film out of Paramount Ranch, which is in the Santa Monica Mountains. Right. And we've had real rattlesnakes. The rangers will come out and sort of stand guard as we're filming.
Rattlesnakes scare me. Let's get a little bit of your background, because your parents are actors, your dad was a playwright. I mean, you've been
right.
in this also
right.
since you were just a little thing.
Almost born in the trunk. I was born on Valentine's Day, and then that summer I was a sort of a carry-on prop in a tent theater in Ohio. And ever since then, I've been doing theater, and up until about 8 years ago, just strictly theater.
Yeah. Now, both these people have done everything. I mean, they've done theater now and television, but you did, this jumped out at me, you played Mrs. Havisham?
Yes.
You were her? In Great Expectations?
Yes. Miss Havisham is a. Those of you don't
know. They didn't expect that, did they?
No.
Yes, we toured all over the United States, 39,000 miles, six actors in a van. We did Great Expectations with six actors in 2 hours, and I played Miss Havisham, among other roles.
How do you do her voice, Miss Havisham's voice?
Let's see if I can remember.
Peep, come closer. You are not afraid of a woman who has never seen the light of day since you were born.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's good. That's good.